listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Today is It's a Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. right here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios Radio Podcast, along with the CMS Network. This episode is being sponsored by Cleo's Nile Wineries, sophisticated non-alcoholic wines. Now, I just wanted to give you a rundown, people. It's a wrap for you not being able or having excuses for not knowing if you're sick or not, because our United States government has sent out to the public home testing kits for COVID-19. I'm so excited because we all need it. If you feel you're sick, please stay away from people, stay home, and try to get well. Also, we have on this episode listed at the bottom covidtests.gov. That's covidtests.gov. You're going to be able to receive a set of four for each family resident. They're not going to be able to duplicate any other residents for you to receive a COVID test. So you just may want to be as careful as you can. And if you have a relative of maybe that lives and have one and you have more than one child, you may want to go there and get that. But just be mindful and be careful so you can test and get what you need concerning COVID-19. We're hearing on the news everything that's coming up with COVID-19, about the overflow of the hospitals, about people, children being infected, about it feels like things are starting to shut down, even though people are trying to keep things open and have somewhat type of normal, but we're still in the midst of this pandemic. And so we're asking you all to be responsible. And I can say personally, I've been exposed twice and luckily was blessed not to get anything, blessed not to get sick. And, but I still test. I still make sure I'm okay. And if I think I'm exposed or anything like that, I stay away. I stay home and I lock it down, put myself on my own self-quarantine for not 5 days, 14 days. I'm sorry, I'm old school. I'm going to go back to the difference because once I seen the people that were sick, they didn't just get over it right away. It took them a while. And then there are some people that are getting over it much, much later. There is one woman that I saw, she did a TED talk, we'll be talking about that a little later on. She did not get over it for a year. She still had symptoms, and people, the doctors didn't believe her because, of course, she's a doctor herself. They didn't believe her just simply because she was African-American, but we are on the front lines, people. We are the ones who know before the doctors because we are catching it. So we need you to take note, keep yourself aware and healthy, and change your diet. I am a big advocate of eating well and eating healthy. I'm a Orgain brand ambassador because I believe in the product. A doctor created it that dealt with cancer, and it's worth all your money. I get the bars. I get the shakes, I get the powder, protein, the meal replacement, everything. Because if you don't eat or you don't feel well, you still have to put something healthy in your body along with your vitamins. So you have to get all of that. So I'm begging you all to be healthy. So CMS crew, you better be healthy, okay? Because we can't work on these sets and do anything with this crew, my CMS film crew, if you are not healthy. So please, please, please make sure you get your COVID test because you're going to have to present them. Also, make sure you get your, if you so choose to get a vaccination, get your vaccination. If you don't choose to get your vaccination, that is your choice. But still in the process, be careful. You know, I'm not going to punish anybody one way or the other. I just want everyone to be safe and healthy and do your due diligence and being responsible to yourself, your family, and the public. So it's a wrap Wednesday for being careless during this time because we are still in the midst of a pandemic. Okay, people, we are still in the mix of this, and it is peaking. We are at the crux of it. So the more we find out about it, there I understand there are different vaccines coming out that may prove to be more effective. Either way, we want to pay homage to the people who have passed away from this horrible disease. God bless you and your God bless your family, and we're praying for your covering and your healing. In the midst of that time, we just don't want you to be in, also in that line. So, people, I am sending out good vibes. I'm sending out good wishes. I'm sending out a prayer of protection and guidance to everyone in the midst of this. I'm praying for you all to be able to stay in your homes. I'm praying for you all to be able to be covered with your health. And if you do have it, to be able to get through it and see it to the other side, get and see it through. And just to be safe in general. So that is my prayer to everyone out there listening unto the sound of my, under the sound of my voice today for It's a Wrap Wednesday. And I am just happy to still be in this place to talk to you about education and entertainment for the arts. Now, you can also, if you have a story about your COVID-19 experience, if you were exposed and was negative, if you got it and got through it, and was positive and got through it, let us know. If you got a story and you still have it and it's been over a year or whatever, if you have a story, let us know. Call in at 563-999-3062. That's 563-999-3062. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And remember, we're on all forms of social media. Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Twitter under CM Studios, Facebook Cleopatra Memphis Studios, like, follow, and share, tell a friend. So we are just glad that you all are here to do everything you need to do to protect yourself and to be a part of the world today and what we're striving to be, and that is a healthy nation and healthy world. So until next time, people, and it will be a next time, I want you to simply be responsible, be healthy, take care of yourself, and be great.